This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the United States is willing to hold unconditional talks with Iran to ease tensions between the two countries. But Tehran held out little hope for negotiations. VOA's Michael Bowman.
For its part, Iran continues to downplay the likelihood of a dialogue with the United States so long as the Trump administration's pressure campaign against the Islamic Nation continues. In an interview aired on ABC's This Week program, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said President Donald Trump's way of doing things may work in a real estate market, but it does not work in dealing with Iran.
I've said it before, threats against Iran never work. Never threaten an Iranian. Try respect. That may work.
The foreign minister said he likes to keep President Trump guessing about what Iran may or may not do, but stressed that Tehran will not be deterred from operating in the Persian Gulf. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian state media reports that an Israeli airstrike on a Syrian air base killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot. This attack on the T-4 air base in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. Israel did not comment on the attack on the air base, but said its strikes in Golan were a response to Saturday night rocket fire into Israel from Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Israeli strikes on the Golan Heights killed 10, including Syrian forces and foreign fighters. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says it has updated its immigrant and non-immigrant visa forms to require almost all new applicants provide 5 years' worth of social media accounts, telephone numbers and email addresses, international travel, and deportation status. They will also be asked if any family members had been involved in terrorist activities. The new rules, first proposed in 2018, are expected to affect nearly 15 million people, including those applying to immigrate to the U.S., as well as those hoping to study or do business, work, or just visit. Only applicants for diplomatic and official visas could be exempt from the new rules. Previously detailed information on personal activity was only sought from applicants who were deemed a possible security risk. The so-called special relationship between the United States and Britain comes by focus as Britain gears up for U.S. President Trump's visit Monday.
London is gearing up for U.S. President Donald Trump's state visit beginning June 3rd. He's a controversial figure here. Polls show that the majority of the British public disapprove of him.
I think everything about him is awful. It really is.
Yeah.
He does. And he lies as well. He's very naughty.
How can a president that kind of behaves in the way he does and says the kind of things that he does, like, be allowed into politics? It's just, I think it's ridiculous.
It's quite important that he does come here for US and UK relations, but due to the simple fact that America and the UK have such a great relationship.
Trump has drawn rebuke when he retweeted anti-Muslim videos from a British far-right group and when he accused British intelligence agencies of spying on his election campaign. Still, British officials maintain that the two countries' special relationship remain intact. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, London.
British Airwaves Sunday resumed service to Pakistan after more than decade-long hiatus. BA stopped flying to Pakistan in 2008 after a suicide bombing attack that killed more than 50 people at a Marriott hotel in the capital, Islamabad. The attack was one of many during a period of Islamist militant violence in Pakistan. BA said at the time that they would suspend operation to the South Asian country, declaring that we will not compromise on the safety of our customers, staff, or planes. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has embarked on a two-day visit to North Macedonia, which is expected to become the next country to join the Western Military Alliance. During the visit, they plan to discuss the reform process in North Macedonia with the country's leadership. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.